"Well, I'm glad it was us you came to. Here." Elizabeth passed him his trousers. "I've sewn up the knee." She grinned at her husband. "A little more neatly than Alain did yours."
"I made a wonderful job of it," Alain said.
He smiled at Enzo.
"Don't listen to her. You'll be left with barely a scar, but you'll probably need a new pair of pants."
They each supported an arm as Enzo stood up to pull his trousers back on, and then slump into his chair again to finish his whiskey.
"Now," Alain said, "we'd better call the police."
"No,"
Enzo said quickly.
Elizabeth looked at him, perplexed.
"But Enzo, someone just tried to kill you."
Enzo shook his head.
"I don't think so. If they'd meant to kill me, I'd have been dead by now, or still lying on that ledge. The irony of it is, he actually saved my life. Whatever his intentions, killing me wasn't one of them."
Alain said,
"But he attacked you, assaulted you, slashed your tires. These things are all matters for the police."
But again Enzo simply shook his head.
"No, they're between him and me."
He looked up to see their shared disapproval.
"But I'd very much appreciate it if one of you could run me home."
Alain took the SUV right up to the gate of the Killian cottage and came around to the passenger side to help Enzo out. All of Enzo's muscles had stiffened up, and he was finding it hard to move. The anaesthetic had also worn off, and his knee was hurting like hell.
"Do you need a hand into the house?"
"No, I'll be all right from here, thanks."
Enzo shook his hand.
"I owe you, doctor."
"You owe me nothing. Just take care that none of those wounds becomes infected. Come and see me if things aren't healing properly."
"I will."
By the time Enzo had reached the door of the cottage, Alain had reversed back to the parking area and turned the SUV. Enzo watched as the headlights dwindled into the distance and turned as the door opened. Jane's initially cold expression dissolved immediately to shock, and then concern.
"Oh my God! What's happened?"
"That's a long story."
She took Enzo's arm as he hobbled into the warmth of the living room to find Charlotte curled up in one of the armchairs. Discarded dinner plates lay on the floor and glasses of red wine stood on the tables beside each chair.
"We were hungry and couldn't wait for you," she said,
and then saw the state that he was in. She stood up, immediately anxious.
"My God, Enzo, are you all right?"
"Not really. Turned out it wasn't so much a rendezvous as a trap,"
Charlotte said.
"What happened?"
He slumped into the settee and let his head fall back.
"If you put a drink in my hand, I might think about telling you."
"I'd better open another bottle then," Jane said. "And I'll heat up something for you to eat.